This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Progressive partisans want to reform the U.S. Senate because of its unequal representation. Frustrated after Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed as an associate justice, they point out that Democrat senators represent a much larger percentage of the American populace than Republican senators. That is certainly true. The votes of two senators from California with a population of 39 million are equal to the votes of two senators from Wyoming with a population around 590,000. But it's also worth mentioning that Democrats dominate in a number of small states like Vermont, Delaware, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Hawaii. Demographers even predict that two decades from now, half of the population of the U.S. will live in just eight states. That, to me, makes the case for the Senate. Otherwise, we would just have a handful of states deciding everything for the rest of the nation. As we know from our history, the bicameral Congress was a compromise that made it possible for both large states and small states to ratify the Constitution. If any other proposal were seen as too advantageous to big or small states, it would have failed. We are the beneficiaries of a compromise that forces diverse sectors of our society to work together to craft legislation fair to everyone. I might also add that all of this talk of reforming the U.S. Senate is just that, talk. First, you would need an amendment to the Constitution. That requires two-thirds of a vote in both houses of Congress and ratification by three-fourths of the states. Second, even if you could get an amendment, it would be vetoed by one state. Article 5 of the Constitution also dictates that a state cannot be deprived of its equal suffrage without consent. The small states would never agree to any amendment reducing their representation. Progressives can complain all they want about the U.S. Senate, but nothing is going to change. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Graceworks Pictures, Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather, rated PG-13, now playing, indivisiblemovie.com.